you may have heard Jessica Robbins looking after news for us on Breakfast today. She was talking briefly about the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. They've begun recruiting frontline health and social care workers to take part in a COVID-19 vaccine trial. Dr. Andrea Collins is a respiratory consultant and researcher at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Of course, has been treating patients with the virus here in the city. She's also one of the leads in the study and joins me now. Dr. Andrea, good morning to you. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
This is huge news, this, isn't it? Just explain why it's so big.
Well, it's just fantastic news for us in Liverpool to be able to offer this to our frontline healthcare workers to be part of this vaccine study.
And how many people are needed in a trial like this?
So nationally across the UK, they're looking for just over 10,000 participants. And in Liverpool, we're one of around about 18 sites. We will be recruiting 500 frontline healthcare workers.
And what kind of demographic do you have to be one of the 500? You know, do you have to be from, a certain gender, a certain age, a certain ethnicity, or how does it work?
Okay, so in this study, any ethnicity, any gender, you need to be over 18, and in the first part of the study, below the age of 56, so up to 55. And in the second part of the study, we'll be recruiting people between the ages of 55 and 70. You need to be in good health. So you need to be, a healthy person. And the important bit is that you need to be basically, more likely to be exposed to the virus. You need to be a frontline worker. So that can involve really anyone in a hospital who is working with patients. Right. It can involve anyone in a GP practice or anyone in a care home that is working with patients.
So basically, if you've been working with people as part of you being a key worker, they are the kind of people that you're looking for.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we're not looking for somebody that is positioned well behind a screen, in administration within the hospital, but basically somebody that is, what we would term frontline. So basically, is at high risk of exposure.
And how will the test work? What do you do? Is it a swab? Is it an injection? Is it, the cotton bud up the nose that we've seen? How does that all work?
Yeah, okay. So people will be pre-screened before they come in, and that basically means that they will speak to a doctor and we will find out whether it sounds like they've had the virus before. If they had, unfortunately, they can't be involved in the study because we're looking for people that haven't had the virus, who don't have any immunity at the moment. So that's a really important part. So if you are sort of sat at home thinking, I'd love to be in that study, but you've had a COVID swab that was positive, then you can't be. Equally, if you have clearly had symptoms before there was much testing and you think, I really have definitely had coronavirus, then again, you can't be part of the study. What we will do is we will pre-screen those people out, and then people will come in on the day, then have blood samples and we'll chat to them, etc. And assuming that they have no signs of having had coronavirus, they will then go forward the next week to receive the vaccine. And the vaccine is, as with most vaccines, an intramuscular injection into the arm.
This has moved along at such a pace over the last couple of months, really, because trying to find a vaccine, it can normally take years and years. But as we've mentioned before a couple of times, the speed at which people have worked together to try and do that, we've never seen this before.
No, it's been absolutely amazing. For all of us in the team and for anybody that's been involved in research at this time, it's been just fantastic to work in a system that is working so effectively and efficiently. Approvals that normally can take weeks or months to get through are being done in a few days. And that's because everybody isn't working on other things. They're working on one thing, working towards coronavirus treatments and vaccines. So it's not that things are being rushed through, it's just that it takes priority and it's being done efficiently.
And how much of a difference will this make? And this is the big question, of course. When will we know if it's worked or not?
Yeah, so I think it depends on how much of a positive person you are. If you look at how many vaccines work, how many vaccines get through and end up working, there aren't so many. However, I would like to be more positive about this. This is amazing that the UK are at the forefront of this, and that Liverpool can be part of this. There is a good chance of this vaccine working in some way. It may prevent severe disease. It may prevent disease at all. We don't know yet. But, you know, we are very hopeful that this is a huge part of the solution. And as for when it works, it's difficult. Some of that depends on how much coronavirus is around. You know, if the fact that we're coming out of lockdown a little bit means that the R goes up and that more people get the disease, then we will find that more people in this trial do get COVID, and therefore we will see how well the vaccines work more quickly.
But of course, we don't want the R to go up, do we? So it's almost like a yin and yang, this really, isn't it? But
it is. It's really difficult because that is not obviously what we want. And that is part of why we are, the study is focused on frontline healthcare workers, because we, you know, those people will remain exposed.
They've exposed.
We're hoping that everybody else's exposure, you know, with social distancing, et cetera, will remain less, so that there will be less disease around.
And just to finish with, what's it been like for you on a personal level? What's it been like for you? Because you've been on the wards with people who've contracted the disease. What I mean, we read about it, we hear about it, we watch the press briefings every day at 5 o'clock. But for somebody like yourself who's been there and knows about this, what's that like?
Well, I think the main thing was we were expecting a huge tsunami of patients, and the fact that for the northwest area, we acted in good time. So yes, it was hard for everybody involved, and it remains hard to see people, you know, dying of this condition. But a lot of people are getting better, and the numbers coming into hospital are low. The NHS can cope, and I think that's what we had all hoped, was that it would be that, unfortunately, people do die of different diseases, and that is something that we're used to seeing as healthcare workers. But for that to happen because we didn't have oxygen or because we didn't have ventilators would have been something that we would have all struggled with. Unfortunately, we didn't get to that situation. So we're in a good place, and I think, as Kevin Mortimer said when he was on radio last week, you know, we are starting to resume some normal services, so it's really important that people do come back into the hospital, you know, and start seeing consultants, etc., and the nurse teams when they are unwell.
Well, we're so lucky to have you and your colleagues and the organisations in this city, in Liverpool. And I think it's just brought home to people over the past couple of months. And we've always known you're there. You know, we pass it every day on the bus or whatever, School of Tropical Medicine, oh yeah. But now we really know what you do and what a difference that you make, not only to people in this country, but all over the world. And, you know, I don't think that's gone unnoticed now.
Oh, no, I think that's great. Thanks for saying that. I think the main thing that I'd like to say is that the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, yes, whilst leaving on this, is that we are part of a huge drive across Liverpool and Merseyside and across the UK, obviously, as well, of collaborative working. So this project, you know, was funded by the National Institute of Health Research through the government, and the local NIHR have been amazingly supportive to us and the study team, as have the chief executives, the Liverpool mayor, the CCGs, local care homes. You know, we've had a huge influx of doctors coming forward to volunteer and ambassadors, so it's been amazing.
I always like to end on a positive. We're getting there, aren't we? We're getting there.
We are, yes.
Good. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye. It's what we want to hear. We're getting there. There's Dr. Andrea Collins from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Right, now,